93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Thank you.
Okay, okay, man. Thank you very much for the messages that I've been receiving lately, you know, in the last few minutes. Welcome to the program, Louise. I hope you enjoyed the show and the music. We started with a local band, you know, from Sheffield, Hayes, that Alexandra happened to know already. Well, actually, they've been going for quite a while. And, what I'm going to talk to you about right now, you know, is the situation going on right now in Latin America, which is pretty dodgy, you know, because of the intervention of the United States. You know, United States, you know, who do they think they are, you know? You know those movies that you watch on TV, the cowboys, you know, and the marshal, the sheriff of the town, you know, they still believe in those times, and, you know, they think they can control the whole world, they can do this, they can do that, and nobody can do a thing about it. We are going to get away with it, and we're going to do this. So, eventually, what's happening right now is that the United States, you know, is making more and more enemies, you know. And as we all know, we don't individualize too much. You know, we always go for the whole lot, for the whole group, right? Like people saying, oh, the immigrants, you know. Yeah, some of them are bad, really, really bad, and some of them are very, very good, you know, and so on. Right? So now we say in the United States there's a lot of demonstrations and marching against the Gestapo of Trump. Trump's Gestapo is ICE, you know. Even the ICE agents have been arrested, you know, by the regular police in New York and other places because of the violation of human rights and violation of the law. And they are wiping their asses with the law, you know, and they just don't care, you know, don't give a damn. And so if they do that to their own people, imagine how could they do that to people they don't even know. You know, like in Venezuela, for example, you know, they invaded Venezuela, they trespassed Venezuela, they killed about 30, 40 defenders of the Venezuelan government and Nicolas Maduro. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's been very, very little publicized, you know, on the news because they don't care. Because they don't care. And they cover, you know, if you say anything against them, you know, me, I'm lucky, I'm still around, you know. But sometimes, you know, I start counting my days, you know, and I hope that I'm going to last a bit longer, you know. But because I'm just talking about this, I'm only mentioning obvious things, you know, that some idiots out there don't see, and they believe, you know, that they did okay, the Trump forces, you know, did okay going into Venezuela, capturing this president, you know, Nicolas Maduro, and who's democratically elected, you know. They kidnapped him, they took him away, blah, blah, blah. And, if they're really anti-dictators, you know, why don't they do that to the North Korean dictator? You know, they think he's a dictator, they think he's a bad guy, you know. Why don't you do the same to them? Because they only do it with the defenseless countries, with the people who cannot defend themselves or not as strong enough to oppose their brutality, their bullying, you know. They go head down and they go, okay, yeah, blah, blah. And now if you help these countries, you know, to defend themselves, you know, you're at risk of the boycott, sanctions against you because you help these people. You know, so that nowadays, you know, we cannot help each other much, you know, because it's illegal, according to them, it's illegal. The imperialist capitalists in North America, you know, they think it's illegal to do that. And I'm so sorry, man. I feel so sad that the prime minister here is following the same kind of thing, you know, apart from sending the Gestapo, the British Gestapo, onto the streets and beating up, even though they've been arresting people, probably beating up as well, but they don't show that on media because the media is covering for all this injustice, you know, that's happening around the world, not just in the United States or England, it's all around the world. Have you seen the other police acts in Germany? against the people who actually opposing genocide in Palestine. They beat them up. Man, they beat them up badly with these truncheons they carry with them and put them in prison. And, you know, just think about that. You know, I mean, 80-year-old woman in London, remember that woman? And in fact, all the people as well, they got arrested by the police in London because of having a placard saying, "I oppose genocide." You see how the world is turning out to be, you know, it's pretty bad right now, you know. For example, now, another one that is really, 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 really worrying, you know, we have to worry about these situations. Milei, you know, the president of Argentina, he's allowing the Zionists who are escaping from Israel because they know, they can feel that they're going to have to move pretty soon. So they're going to have to find other places to invade, destroy, and steal. Yeah. So these guys, they've been allowed, you know, some of them to into the Tierra del Fuego. Tierra del Fuego is one of the beauties of this world that should be protected at all times, at all times. You know, nothing dangerous is there. It's nature reserve, which belongs to half Argentina and half to Chile, right? In the half of Argentina and half, they've been two Zionist, you know, soldiers, you know, from the IDF, you know, were captured, well, caught, setting light to the forest in Patagonia and Tierra del Fuego, you know, all that region, right? And you know what happens, you know, when you burn a forest down? That will not grow again for many, many years. So that gives you the chance to build houses, hotels, you know, whatever you want to build. And that's exactly, you know, what's happening in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip. Now they're moving on to South America. And South America, you know, we have our own internal affairs, you know, internal wars, you know, we'll not be fighting against other countries, you know, not even in the hemisphere, you know, the fights are all in you know, national fights in the countries, you know. We don't go around the world, you know, invading and stealing and stuff. They come over to South America to steal and rob and invade and to trespass and to kidnap, wow, man. A leader of a country, you know, a president or so-called president, inverted commas, right? To do that is criminal. That is against international law, and also against, you know, their own laws. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, Maduro is the big problem in Latin America. All the stuff, you know. The same they did with our president in Chile, you know, Salvador Allende, right? But the armed forces in Chile were weaker because they got convinced, you know, that they can do this shit themselves, right? The Colombians were stronger. They said, no way, mate, you know what I mean? So they had to do it themselves. The Americans had to do it themselves. So you see what I mean? Each country, you know, depending on who's in power, you know, is how they respond, okay? And who pays more money is who gets more. You know, you pay more money, you get more, obviously. You know, that's the way it is, right? So if you pay lots and lots of money and you want results, you will get results, and that's what's happening. You know, some of the people in Venezuelans who actually are living in the United States congratulating Donald Trump for doing that into their own country. People in that country are suffering. They got killed. They got bombed. You know, they invaded their space. You know, their country, and you guys out there, outside the country, you know, you're going, oh, yeah, well done, Mr. Trump, you know, it's like that woman, Machado, that woman who wants to be president after the removal of Nicolas Maduro. She wanted to be the president, and she was told, no, no, no. Even Trump, can you imagine, even Trump, you know, who we all think is a bit of a senile person, right? Even he said it, no, I don't think that woman's got enough maturity or responsibility. And it's not trusted by the people, so I don't think she will take over the presidency of Venezuela. There you are. She wanted to share the Nobel Prize. Can you imagine? You give the Nobel Prize to somebody who's asking for a military intervention in your own country? In your own country? And they did. And they congratulated them. And she's got the Peace Nobel Prize. What is the world coming to, man? You know, what is the world turning into be, you know? And it's turning into be hell for the next generation that are growing up, you know, looking into the future, thinking, I hope I've got a little bit of world or planet, you know, that I can actually survive. I wish if I could do this and that. So eventually some people, young people, are going to start thinking, you know, what the hell is the future for? What am I going to university for? What am I studying for? When eventually we're all going to die. We're all going to be massacred and annihilated, you know, by the United States, because that's what they want to do. They want to get rid of everybody who opposes them, right? I oppose them. A student would say, I oppose them. So I don't think I live long enough. you see what I'm talking about here? I shouldn't even be saying these things, you know. But unfortunately, you know, the circumstances, you know, are given to talk about this stuff, you know, are given because they are showing to you in front of your own eyes, you know, what these people are doing, you know. And nobody's doing a thing. The United Nations, Amnesty International, Red Cross International, Geneva Convention. You get all these organizations. Oh, we condemn the genocide in Palestine. We condemn what Donald Trump did in the United States. We condemn. Okay, hey, sign here. Now let's go shopping. You know, there's nothing done. Nothing done, right? So the people themselves, that's when you start to realize, you know, that a revolution is what is needed here, right? A revolution. Because then if the authorities in charge, you know, they're not doing anything, well, the people themselves, the people who are going through this shit, they'll have to do something. And that's when the revolution starts to happen. So they want to start, they want to stop the violence, the crime, the narco-traffickers, all of this stuff. But they're not doing it in the right way. They're doing it in the wrong way. And also they're taking advantage of the people who actually believe in them. You know, it's like when somebody wrote saying like that, you know, in the movies, you know, the United States saves the world, right? But in real life, you know, the world, the world saves itself from the United States. So where are we, you know? It's the biggest country, you know, there in many, many, many years ago, even though they were still imperialist, capitalist, you know, so. But their policies were more like a hidden, you know, behind the curtain kind of thing, you know. And actually, I've never admired, you know, that their politics, you know, their you know, the authority, their system, their laws. No. They're very weird, man. God, these people still live in the cowboy times, you know. They think that they can walk march into town, you know, and control the whole thing, you know, kill the bodies, you know, or kill who they think they are the bodies, because that's what's happening. They killed that American woman, that white woman, citizen of the United States, you know, so nobody escapes from these guys, you know. When Gestapo goes during the war, you know, they didn't care whether you were black, white, or whatever. If you were an enemy and you didn't like them or they had orders, they will take you, man. They will execute you. They'll put you in the gas chamber. You see all these things that people say, oh, yeah, the Jews who suffer so much, you know. They should have learned the lesson. By now, they shouldn't be doing this stuff. You know what I mean? And many, many, many Jewish people in Israel, they also oppose this genocide because it's giving them a bad name and giving their whole religion a bad name, you know. I respect every religion, but I'm sorry, mate, you know, but I cannot respect, you know, your Zionism, you know. Zionism is not a religion, you know, it's a cult. You know, it's a cult, it's like the Ku Klux Klan. You know, that's what I can actually put it down to. This is the only way, you know, that they will get my respect, you know, because what they're doing. And unfortunately, as I was saying, you know, they go to Tierra del Fuego, you know, in Patagonia. Patagonia, I don't know if you ever seen a documentary about Patagonia. You know, we got pumas, we got condors, we got natural resources there, nice and clear water you can drink out of the river, you know, the fruits. Whoa, it's a paradise in South America, you know. And Milei, the Argentinian president, is allowing them to go there, and they got caught. These two guys got caught. They got arrested, and probably, oh, okay, because they got caught, right? But all the other times, you know, when all the fires started, you know, also there were, you know, soldiers from the IDF, you know, Israelis, because that's what it is. That's what it is. You're destroying the forest, you know, and that nothing's going to grow there again. So therefore, you get a chance to build with concrete and with materials, you know, and build a city there. Right in the middle of paradise, you know, which is Patagonia, you know, Tierra del Fuego. Leave that region alone. Presidents of the South American continent, please, man, protect our nature, you know, protect nature in South America, because nature is being destroyed all around, you know, bombing, you know, the gases, the stuff they put in the food right now, you know, there's a lot of destroying the planet, right? So what I'm saying right now is like, be aware, you know, the news, it's not going to be in the news, right? It's not going to be in the news unless you go, if you go to a South American TV channel, they'll be telling you about the situation that took place last week, this weekend gone, in fact, at the Tierra del Fuego, Patagonia as well. So there you are. We have to look after nature, because nature is going to go. And nature one day is going to say, okay, about enough, boom. Are we all going to go? Nature's going to pack up suitcase and go. And we'll have to go with nature, because there will be nothing else to live for. There will be nothing else to help us survive. So, amigos, yes, that's the talk today. You know, the killing still goes on in Palestine, unfortunately. You know, now the Malis has moved to South America, to Patagonia. And so we have to be very, very careful about this situation, okay? Very careful. I mean, we got a president from the United States, you know, that invades a country, kidnaps. It's not a capture or arrest. No. Kidnap. Because they went to his house and took his wife, him and his wife. They took him out of the house. That is not a legal thing to do. It's very illegal. And it's getting away with it. It's trying to hide the Epstein files. Why don't they just publish the Epstein files? You know, why don't they? Now trying to redirect our attention to something else, right? Now Greenland. Now another one, Greenland. Oh, my God. Come on, guys. Come on, people. Come on, world. Wake up. Wake up before it's too late.
Vivía, me preguntaron, sobreviviendo, dije, sobreviviendo. Tengo un poema escrito más de mil veces, en él repito siempre que mientras salgue, no ponga muerte. Sobreviviendo, todos frente al peligro, sobreviviendo, tristes y errantes hombres, sobreviviendo. Río.
tiempo. Y eso que yo reía como un jilguero. Tengo cierta memoria que me lastima y no puedo olvidarme lo de Hiroshima. ¡Cuánta tragedia! Sobreviviendo, 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 sobreviviendo. Elegir el día para mi muerte. Tengo la carne joven, roja la sangre, la dentadura buena y mi esperma urgente. Quiero la vida de mi simiente. No quiero ver manifestando por la paz en el mundo a los animales. ¿Cómo me reiría ese loco día? Ellos manifestándose por la vida y nosotros apenas sobreviviendo.
La guerra nos da pena. Oh, no, 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 no. No quiero. Come on, come on. Estado de conciencia mental. Envían a mil hombres a combatir y los liquidan con un botón, sin siquiera saber cuál es la razón. Vamos a buscar la comunión. No, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir a esa guerra, no, no. ganas de matar. No encuentran la paz ni la encontrarán. Ríos de sangre y de frustración corren por la historia día de Babilón. Pueblos que luchan entre sí, matándose en nombre, no sé, en nombre de su Dios. Olvidan y olvidan la tierra, despidiendo negación, Dios.
Hinchas gauchas con orgullo me gusta lucir a mí, porque ando cantando coplas que en esta tierra aprendí. No puede querer la madre aquel que fue abandonado, así es parte de mi pueblo, extranjero en mi lugar. Saber de la antigua Grecia y la historia universal, seguro que nos ayuda en la vida cultural. Que cultivemos la música de algún lejano país, seguro que no es pecado si conozco la de aquí. Pero si ando musiqueando el canto de otro lugar, sin conocer un estilo, una baguala, un balseón, guacho de nuestra cultura, extranjero en su lugar. Que fierro me suena extraño, olgones se ha ignorado, eso sí que causa daño, extranjero en su lugar. Gente culta en capitales, viven de espalda el país, copiándoles hasta el tranco y en el modo de vestir. A los países lejanos que nos vienen a vivir, le hacemos el caldo gordo al mismo que criticamos, y se pierde la memoria del dolor de los hermanos que con sus huesos sembraron este suelo americano. Y así que pasó y nos pasa todito lo que pasó. Nos manosearon enteros la pucha que lo tiró. El pueblo quedó con poco después de poner su empeño, y no imaginen ni en sueño que algún día cambiará. Si no se nos llena el alma de profunda indianidad. Pongamos la pata en tierra, desnudemos la vereda y enterémonos que hay muchos que aunque se han nacido acá, son extraños en el pago, extranjero en mi lugar. Viven mirando la Europa o el piratón imperial, y si te ven pilchas gauchas dicen que andas disfrazado. Ay, 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 voy a ir parando, soy un criollo nada más, no vengo a buscar tu aplauso, solo quiero.
Olhada e despediada, que maravilha, que coisa tão bem.
I'm so sorry about that. mind, that's a bit of salsa, you know. Eventually, yes, I gave in. Usually, I don't play that salsa very much, you know, but now that I'm a pensioner, I'm retired now, you know, so I don't listen to salsa as often as I did when I worked at Cubana. You know, when I worked at Cubana, I was salsa all day long. And no, not that I got bored with it. It's just that it was kind of like, I don't know, it became monotonous, you know, the sound to us, you know, to staff. When you're there for 6-7 hours and you're listening to the same rhythm all the time, obviously, you know, it's going to get to you. Eventually, we were all singing along all the songs that were on, you know. It's cool for customers because you go in for an hour and a half, 2 hours max, and then you leave, you know, and then you can go to a rock club after that, like I used to do. After finishing work there, I will hang around for a little while and then end up in a rock bar, you know, with live music and heavy metal and that kind of stuff. Because just to change a little bit of the mood, you know, it was fantastic. Yeah, good. So, yeah, because I've been requested the bit of salsa, you know, and a bit of bachata, a bit of cumbia. I did play that, I played the bachata already, I played the salsa. But, you know, as I've been saying all along, you know, since the beginning of the program, you know, in the year 2000, and 2000 and something, I can't remember exactly, no, but when we got recognized as a radio station, it was in 2009, can you imagine? So we've been running before that on internet radio, and then we became kind of like more, you know, regular spot. I remember we used to have a tuning spot. It was a 106 FM, and I was at the end of the dial, you know, and we couldn't actually get it well, you know, the sound. So, the bosses here, you know, they did something, you know, with the transmission. Now we are on 93.2 FM. Remember that, and every Monday from 5 till 7. So anyway, as I was saying. The salsa beats, you know, I was listening to salsa all the time, you know, for many, 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 many years, you know. And I remember that salsa became more popular I'm talking about Sheffield. Because London, there's been salsa for quite a long, 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 many years. And Sheffield wasn't catching up yet, you know. So at the time when we used to work in a restaurant called the Latin American Restaurant, and all the music that we played there was mainly to do with folk music, you know, pan-pipe music, you know, folky music from South America, Andean music, which was very, very popular because in those times there were programs on TV with the background music of Latin America, you know, pan pipes. And the documentaries were about Latin America, were about the Andes, you know, the mountains, the Amazon in Brazil, the Amazon also in Peru and Colombia, and the about nature programs, you know, with that kind of music. So, yeah, then in the Latin American Restaurant, we used to play that all the time, you know, until one day, somebody gave me a cassette. You remember cassette? Right. And I took it to the restaurant and I put it on and it was cumbia, you know, the music that I love so much. And yeah, we started, you know, and remembering, you know, the steps, you know, and dancing and stuff. And some customers started getting into it, you know, say, oh, can we dance too? Said, yeah, of course, you know, come in. But what? So the whole thing started like like introduction of our music into to the customers at the Latin American restaurant. Well, we're having a pizza and dancing to cumbia, right? So yeah, as it became so popular, you know, I carried on bringing more music, more kind of like Latin jazz. Cumbia, bachata, merengue, you know, all these different styles, you know. And we left a little bit aside, you know, this folk music. We all put the folk music at the end of the night, you know, when we are about an hour left in the week, You know, at the weekend we played this cumbia until 5-6 o'clock in the morning. It was fantastico. And yeah, so that's how I became so keen on listening to cumbia. And every time I go to went to Chile, you know, there was cumbia everywhere. Yeah, and I remember that I saw a program on TV when I was there, one of the visits that I made to Chile, and there was this Joe Arroyo. Joe Arroyo to me is the king of salsa. He's from Colombia. Okay, Joe Arroyo. Wow, and he just had a performance, you know, a concert about 2 days before I arrived in Chile. And he was still in Chile because he said he loved the country, you know. He wanted to spend some time there, you know, after the concert. He did about 2 or 3 concerts there. So the reporter said to him, what do you reckon to the Chilean public and everything? He says, you know what, you Chileans, you know, you're all cumbia. I'm on a stage, you know, watching all these people dance, you know. I'm singing the best salsa of my life. And I see Chileans down there, you know, in the public dancing to the rhythm of cumbia, with the steps, cumbia steps. Yes, because salsa wasn't that that popular, you know, in Latin America. I mean, Argentina and Chile were the two countries, you know, the bottom of South America that were kind of like fashion and everything would turn up there late, too late, or you know, taking this time. Eventually, yeah, we got salsa, now salsa everywhere, now just salsa bands. You know. So anyway, amigos, to finish the program with, I'm going to leave you with a bit of cumbia of what I really, 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 really love, right? And one more time, you know, this is the second program of the 2026, and I hope, let's hope that things don't get worse, but they get better. Love one another and free Palestine.
Suena la nota de acordeón. tus amores. Tú, mi linda muñequita, tú eres para mí, mi linda estrellita. Cuando te conocí, mi pecho se saltó, de ti se enamoró y todo fue feliz. Cuando te conocí, mi pecho se saltó, de ti se enamoró. Cuando te conocí, ese ritmo, bebe ese sabor, hasta que apareció tu baby, de ti se enamoró tu baby. Hasta que apareció tu baby, de ti se enamoró tu baby. El sabor, sabor de la cumbia, es acordeón, ¿cómo dice? Cuando te conozco.